Will he say, I have to ask my wife or the wife or?
Yeah, his grandma. You know, a lot of people go back to the grandma to ask a lot of things.
Okay.
I know I did when I was growing up, but I'd ask grandma a lot of things.
A woman whose husband is dead, is a
widow.
Okay.
I've been a widow ever since the 1918.
And if her husband just left her, then she'd be a what?
Well, they used to call it grass widows. I don't know. She just a widow. And she can get the divorce, she can marry again if she wants to. Of course, it's against Bible to marry again, and you got a living person.
Yeah.
Needs of it, of course, all.
Yeah.
I go to the Bible for a lot of things. Now, us are talking about hogs, you know. I don't know how they ever got it started, but the Bible called them swine. Mm-hmm. All the way through the Bible, it's swine. I think they just, a hog don't just sound just naturally right, does it?
No.
They talk about hogging down everything, raise a patch of corn and just turn the hogs in and let them turn it down needy as they please. They got to talk about hogging it down. It don't sound quite right, seem like. And I always, now I talk about the bull and the boar, you know. Well, I always said the baby of the Bible says female of all the people and all kinds of animals.
Yeah.
I know by the Bible on that. I reckon that's the nearest right you could go. I've been reading the Bible a whole lot here lately, and I think of things since you asked the questions about different things, but I didn't know I'd ever come up on anything, but I've enjoyed every minute. I sure have. It seemed like I couldn't have done nothing else yesterday evening, only just laid around and sat around. And the same way Saturday, there wasn't too much up. You see, I'd done what I was going to do except mop the floor. That was the only thing I seen today. And then just rest. So it's been a blessing to me, and I've learned a lot, and that I wouldn't have known, it brought memory back to me.
Yeah. Let's see. If a boy had a chance at getting a job before he decided, he might want to go home and talk it over with his.
Well, I think he should talk it over with his parents and mother before he went, if he's underage, or even if he wasn't, why he'd be nice for him to talk it with his mother if he's paid 21 years. When you get paid 21 years, person of your own, you know, you don't have to ask your father and mother if you get 21. Of course, a lot of them marry before they're 21. Some don't.
What did you call your father and mother?
Well, I always call my daddy to do this father part of the time and pa part of the time.
Yeah. What about your mother?
Well, I've done the same with her. Call her mother.
You call her Ma?
Sometimes I call her Mom, Mother, and then you know how you do it different.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I call my dad and call him Daddy, and there's three different ways you can ask your question, Father and Daddy and Ma, or whatever the way you like best.
What about your
But I think the Bible speaks more about Father and Mother.
Yeah. What about your grandparents? What do you call you?
Well, I just always call them Grandpa and Grandma. And I'd go to them and ask them questions lots of times for advice. And